Well, and it's getting the message through, and I think I did a pretty good job with my daughter. My daughter's 34, married 3 years. They both have 4-year degrees. She's since gotten 2 master's degrees that her employers paid for 100%. So, you know, they did everything right. They waited. They got married. They're trying to work on getting the family going. Not having a lot of luck. Hope that changes. But I think really the key is putting the most basic financial literacy in the hands of adolescents and late teen, early 20s adults, you know, to not fall into the credit card trap, to, you know, be dedicated with some sort of savings plan, to understand the rule of 7, you know, the fact of the methodology of math between compound interest. You know, you could take, if you start at age 16 or 18 and you take a set amount, even if it's $100 or $200 a month, and you religiously set that aside 12 months a year for 20 years and then stop. You can stop contributing and just let that do its thing over time. And if it matches the Dow, you know, or matches the NASDAQ, you're going to have a lot of money when you're old.